Before we get started, we need to forget about everything that happened last week. Whether you were angry, upset, disappointed, expectations that failed, had money problems, felt bad, had stomach issues like me, felt bad, hurt, whatever it is. We're going to put all that away right now because God is worthy to be glorified. So we're going to invite the Holy Spirit here. I want everybody to pray silently too and invite the Holy Spirit here and to enter into our hearts and invite Him so that God may be glorified today. Sweet, sweet Spirit, I pray right now that you would be welcomed at 6929 Day Street. Thank you so much, Father. Thank you that we're here today. And Lord, a lot of things might have happened last week. A lot of disappointments, things we've cried about, things we laughed about. But Lord, we're putting that all aside now because right now, at this particular time, at Bartimaeus Church, we are here to glorify your name. May you be pleased with the praises of your people here today. May you be pleased because of the commitment of the people that are here today. Father God, I ask that you bless our body. And I'm talking about our church body. Lord, just bless everyone that's here today that keep coming no matter what. That tenacity, we thank you for that, Lord, because you're not giving up on us at all. And we thank you for that, Lord. Please forgive us where we've let you down, Lord, and maybe talked ugly or judged somebody this week. Father God, may we just do your will, become more Christian-like every day. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. May all your angels be surrounding this building, watching over us and protecting us. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I feel you now. I just appreciate you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Make your presence known. May we feel the flutter of angel wings. Thank you for your presence. What is done on earth, may it be done in heaven. Right now, just bring heaven down to us today, Father. May it be a day of revival, of restoration, of glory for you today. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I warmed up on a bunch of, I got all hot with the Holy Spirit. Okay, I'm going to read something, then we're going to talk about something. This is in Philippians 2:1. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. You know, one day that's going to happen. One day that's going to happen. We're all going to bow down before the Father. Every knee shall bow down. Every tongue confess that He is Lord. I just want to take this opportunity to tell you how proud I am of each and every one of you that keep coming every Sunday. Always being here, always listening, always wanting to make a difference in our church body. And, you know, it doesn't matter if it's just a few of us, okay? God's still here. The Father is still here. Jesus is here and the Holy Spirit. But we need to be led by the Holy Spirit. We can't bring negativity into the sanctuary. We need to leave it outside the sanctuary. Because this is holy ground for God. So He wants us to be holy. Now I'm going to talk about something that is just, I mean, it just breaks my heart, okay? Just a beach in Australia, just this past weekend, they were having a Hanukkah-related events. Someone came, killed 9 people, and 29 were injured. It's amazing how bad people do these days. And I want to talk to you about something. This has floored me. Do you know that suicide starts at the age of 5 to 10? I mean, and by, what they usually do is they hang themselves, or they jump from a high place, or they even get in front of railway trains and stuff like that. We're talking about 5-year-old people, kids. And they think the reason is this, and the children in Bolivia that commit suicide, they use pesticides. I mean, it is amazing. There's between 21 and 2200 suicides a month in the United States. And most of them are adolescents. You can see how the homes are fractured. And that's what the enemy wants. Parents aren't parenting their children. They're not showing them the love. They're not giving them the self-esteem they need. They're not caring for their children. They're not disciplining their children. There's molestation in families. There's molestation in different churches. Boy Scouts. One of my best friends, Karen, they were going to a church right near at Valley Creek. And one of the associate pastors just got arrested for grooming children there.
Oh, I heard about that.
Yeah. And I mean, it's happening everywhere because people have let the enemy in. And that's through sin. And you go, well, I don't have demons. Well, likely you probably do. All Christians have issues with something that we've had in our past. I'm not saying that you're demonic. I'm not saying that you're satanic. I'm just saying that we have to deal with things. And if we don't get out there and start helping these other people, spread the good news of Jesus, this is what's happening. 5-year-old babies are hanging themselves. That breaks my heart. It's terrible. Or they jump off roofs to kill themselves. I mean, what has the world come to? It is so sad. Anyway, it says between 5 and 11 years, nearly 600, the second leading cause of death in those children are suicide. Now, what are the Christians not doing? What are we not doing? What are the churches not doing? And I blame a lot on the parenting. You know, I do. Because, you know, it there for a while, you know, when I was growing up, you got your butt spanked. Okay? Now you can't spank your kids. Now it's a generation where I want to be friends with my kid. No, you're a parent first. I don't want to, you know, I don't want to make any waves or anything. No, you discipline so they know that you love them. And that's why God disciplines us. And I've used this, I got to walk because my back hurts, I'm sorry. I've used this illustration. I don't know if Tim's out here or not, so he may be my special student today. I don't know if you've ever been to Disney World, probably not.
Nope.
But at Disney World, they have these little antique cars, and they're on these rails. And the kids get in there, and it honks and stuff, and they start driving. And it's like, oh my gosh, I'm driving the car, Mom, look, look. Actually, there's no way they can get off the road because of this rail down the middle. So they can go way to the left, and it hits. Or they go right, it hits.
there's no way that they can have an accident. But to that child, look, mommy, I'm driving, oh boy. We as Christians, if you are a Christian, a true sold out Christian, there is no way you're going to go off the rails. Sometimes we lack, sometimes we bring sin into our life because we justify it. Sometimes we get judgy. Sometimes we act like we don't care about people. Sometimes we thumb our nose at homeless people. No, I have.
Priscilla, if I may.
Yes.
There's a stigma, and it's unfortunate, but a lot of people that are dealing with people that are mentally ill, they are afraid that the family member's mental illness is going to bring shame on the family. And not only that, our mental health system is so broken. I'll give you an example. In Collin County or Plano, if all the other mental health facilities are full, they end up going to the county jail. And they have to put them in the psych part of the jail, and if that's full, they put them in solitary confinement.
Right.
When I heard that, I was just like, wow.
You know, mental health is...
Solitary is not what you need.
No, you need help.
Yeah,
you need the support, you need to talk, you may need medicine. I'm telling you, if we sit and think about it, I think we would get down if we really realized how bad everything is. I talked to a police officer. He did come, but the guy had already left. And he goes, you know what? Today's slow in Dallas. I went, well, praise God. He goes, yeah, that means that there's not a lot of crime going on right now. And I said, that, he goes, yes. And I said, well, the homeless guy says he's off meth now. He's reading the Bible, and he's getting better. And he said, only the Lord knows that, ma'am. I'm like, that's true. Christian police officer, right there. So excited. Really nice guy. They're going to start patrolling extra around here, starting sometime next week. I've already called and put in the order. So hopefully they will call me if they see him so I can rush up here, because I had to be present with the officer and the homeless person and say, I tell the officer I don't want him up here anymore. And then he tells him, you come back again, we're going to get you for criminal trespassing. And he said, it's not going to happen that day. We'll have to catch you another time. You know, and it floors me how, and this is just how society is. The guilty seem to get more rights than the non-guilty. You know, it's just the way it is. It's when the system is set up. And I'm going, officer, we've had windows broken, two windows in the back. They cut our screen. And I said, I'm getting so frustrated. I said, I've tried to lead him to the Lord. You asked me to come into the church. That's a terrible picture. Anyway, he goes, I know, ma'am, I know. So they know about it. But I was so happy that crime was not really bad today in Dallas. And I said, I live in Mesquite and it's getting really bad. He goes, let me tell you why, which I already knew this. People from Pleasant Grove are migrating that way. So then they move from Mesquite, they go to Forney, all these other cities. So we have problems everywhere. A lady at Costco the other day, guy got in front of her, wouldn't let her in her car in the middle of the day. But she has one of those things on her keychain like I do called the hoodie. And you just open it and it's a piercing sound and a light that it goes and just like a siren thing. And she did that and people came running to her and he took off. Someone tried to break in one of the apartments at my apartment. They said, don't walk by yourself, don't do this, don't be out late by yourself. You know, I'm going,
oh, wow.
I'm going, really? I mean, but I never go out at night anyway, so. But, you know, they're concerned. I'm going to have to make a decision on moving when my lease is up this time next year. Because the money I got off from the house and all the expenditures we have, I have one more year in the apartment that I have in the savings. And that'll be it. So Kimmy and Kenneth are trying to get a house. They said I can live with them. Josh and Jerry want to talk to me this week about moving in with them. And I'm not wanting to move in with anybody. So it's just,
I know that, right?
It's difficult. So we all have problems going on, you know? But you know what? God's right there with you. You want to say something?
I know, I was scrolling YouTube and, well, actually no, not YouTube, the internet. Mm-hmm. And I saw an article where a woman was hit at Walmart, the one here in Dallas, at the one with Subway. It's either Dallas or Garland, I'm not sure.
Garland, I think it is.
She was hit.
Yeah. It's, I mean, you can't go anywhere. You have to be careful. We have to be more alert now. And like I said, every time I go to Walmart, there's a kid running around by himself. And it just, oh, I get so aggravated. And I go, where is your mommy? You know, and then they're calling for their kid. This kid ran like, I mean, way down the aisle. And then she looked up and saw they was down there. Jalen, come back down here. And I went, go here, mommy. You know, I'm going, they're probably going, shut up, lady. But it's just, oh, we've got to be careful, people. We've got to be careful. But just because it's bad times, God is worth what? Being glorified. He is worth being praised and glorified. So in your daily walk, you ask the Holy Spirit, put me in a place where I can minister. Put me in a place where I can talk to someone about leading them to the Lord. Put me in a place where you can use my mouth. Use my mouth, Lord. Put me in that position. And he'll do it every single time. Every time. Every time. So I know a lot of us in here, me with depression and stuff, I know about mental illnesses. And I know some of y'all are blind. I know some of y'all are very medically ill. But God has given us a mouth to talk. And we can talk. We can talk. And that's what we need to do. We need to talk about Jesus and what he did for us. There's a new Kevin Costner thing out about Mary and Joseph. I started watching it and I fell asleep, but it's really, really good. And he narrates it. I mean, I'm just so surprised that Kevin Costner produced this. It's all about when Gabriel appeared to her and told her she would be with child. And they found out that because of there was no N, that was really kind of miscued on that. Because back then, a bunch of people lived together, and they were just so crowded. But they had like caves and things and places where they went, and they took her way down in this other platform where she had the baby. So, you know, he's really gone into depth. He's had all these people, intelligent people that have gone to college and not. I mean, it's just wonderful. I can't remember what channel it's on, Pastor. Do you know?
No, I haven't heard of it, but
it's very good.
It is true that it was probably a family compound that they
right,
had,
it was.
And the stables underneath the house.
Exactly. That's it. See, you're smart. That's it.
What was it?
It was like a family compound, but there was stables underneath, underground, and that's where they took her. So it wasn't like they went to different inns, you know, like Motel 6. Hey, do you have a place? No, we got to turn you away. No, you got to go in the barn. But no, it wasn't. It was a fake. And they explain all this in this movie. And then, you know, it breaks and has these people explain things so you understand. It's great. just, oh, it's so great. And I think she was only 14 or 15 when this happened to her. Does that sound right, Pastor?
We don't really know, but that's what I heard.
They, you know, back in that day, you even got married when you were 12 years old. So it was like 14 or 15. I mean, can you imagine how she felt? How wonderful she felt that God chose her to carry Jesus at that age. How wonderful. Oh my goodness. God is so good, people. He is so good. It's just, we've got to keep going on and on and on. We've got to keep going forward. We're in the army of God. We're warriors, and we've got to go forward. So if there's anything that's bothering you today, anything that you need prayer for, be sure and tell us after church, before prayer and praise time, so we can pray for that issue. Let's remember again, when we come into the church, the sanctuary, let's not bring any negativity in. Let's not be grumpy or judgmental. I had to ask God to forgive me because I got onto the homeless guy again today. And God said, you know, you turn him over to me, so leave it there. Okay, I'm going to. And I didn't want to bring that in here. So we've got to be respectful and humble before the Lord. And we've got to let our church body be led by the Holy Spirit. That's just the way it is. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. I had the opportunity this week. I'm not patting myself on the back. I'll probably get my glory here for this. But there was two women sitting on the bench when I had to go and check my mail. And one was hurting really bad. And I said, I'm so sorry, you know. And I said, what is your name again? She told me, Benny. The other one, I can't remember her name now, Melanie, I think. And I set my keys down, I set my mail down, and we're praying right now. And I said, give me your hands. And they were black women. I just love black people. And I started praying, and this Melanie was going, hallelujah, hallelujah. I mean, oh, it was great. It was great. I felt the Holy Spirit. I would bless these women. Please touch them and heal them. I mean, it's just so good to do God's work. That's what I'm trying to say. And don't be ashamed or embarrassed to do it in public. A police officer was out there. I didn't even know he was there. And I was praying for them. And I, you know, that's what we got to do. We got to do. Well, I guess it's not quite anymore. But anyway, I'm just saying, don't be like me. Be like what God wants you to be. Pray for people. Grab them. Hey, I'm going to pray for you. God had me tell a guy at Walmart the other day, God's got a miracle for you. Just hang on, brother. It's coming. And I thought, he looked really like he didn't like me saying anything. And I went, I'm just telling you what God said. He goes, I received that, sister. I received it. You know, God will do that for you. He will give you words of knowledge to help. You just got to ask Him. We've just got to be used for God. And God's never going to leave us. God is never going to leave us. Even though we want Him to sometimes when we're in sin. But He's not ever going to leave you. He has a purpose and a plan for you. And He does for this church too. So let's just hold on to our faith. Tie the end of the rope, just one more knot in it, and we're going to get through this together as a body. Jesus is coming back for His bride one day. Let's be a part of that body of that bride. Dear Heavenly Father, thank You for Your love. Thank You so much for Your mercy and Your grace that we don't even deserve. Thank You for Your righteousness. Thank You, Father, for what You had Your Son do on the cross. Lord, thank You that we have eternal life, that we will always be with You. We get to see our family, Lord. I can't wait to see my family, God, one day. Thank You, God, that You did it all for us. And I'm sorry that Your Son had to die for a lot of my sin. Father God, please forgive me for my sin. I just love You so much, God. I just want this church to be so close to You. I want each of us just to do what You want us to do, to be disciples,
to go out and tell everybody about your great son and what he did for us. Thank you, Father. Bless the service today in Jesus' name. Amen.